Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Friedson is the executive editor of Media Line. He is in Jerusalem this morning, and he joins us to talk about President Trump's Mideast peace plan that has been unveiled. What's the reaction there, Michael?
Well, first, I have to correct you, John. It's not a peace plan. It's a vision.
Okay.
We've been told in no uncertain terms it's a vision. So I guess we're going to talk about the vision.
All right.
Vision. The vision is a little dim on one side, a little brighter on the other side. The response in Jerusalem has been somewhat euphoric, but tempered by the internal domestic issue of the election coming up. And those who are not supporters of Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is really being pressed to the mats this time, are seeing this entire exercise as a gift from Washington just before the election to boost the prime minister, who needs all the help he can get at this moment. Aside from that, in terms of the different what they can look for on either side, the Israelis are certainly grinning and smiling much more than the Palestinians this morning.
Why are the Palestinians rejecting this vision slash plan, whatever you want to call it? Why? What is the problem from their perspective?
Well, Palestinians have been very consistent in stating their desires, that they want statehood. They want statehood now.
Right.
They don't want anything to obstruct it. And not only is it statehood, but it's on all of the land that Israel conquered in the 1967 war. It's East Jerusalem. It's what they call a right of return. That means that Palestinians whose families fled in 1948 for whatever reason, that you can go to for a couple-hour discussion as well, but for whatever reasons, families that left their homes in what became Israel in 1948 are demanding the right of return. But the right of return is in addition to statehood. So for the Israelis, they're saying you can't have it both ways. You can't have a piece of Israel and have your own homeland. You know, it's one or the other. Choose. All of these things that were deal breakers and the red lines for the Palestinians are either not mentioned or mentioned in a way that doesn't please them. And this is just a continuation for them of what caused them to sever ties with the United States about a year ago, when the United States Embassy was moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That was one of the final straws, and it's been sort of a boycott of anything American since then.
Yeah. So is this thing just dead in the water? It's an idea that's being floated, and nothing comes of it? I mean, I guess if Trump is reelected, everybody's got to deal with four more years of American policy based on his vision. But in the meantime...
Well, exactly. What the president is doing, which is interesting, and with a caution light on, he's truly thinking out of the box. He's not looking towards rehashing. You know, most of the previous peace plans that have been submitted by every administration, going back to Eisenhower, it's a recitation of one side's goals and a recitation of the other's goals, and they said, let's sit and hash them out, and we'll get through it. They're not doing it that way this time. What the president is trying to do, right or wrong, is take what he believes to be the pragmatic situation on the ground and sort of codify it into the idea that if they're living with it under these circumstances, if it's codified and accepted by both sides, it'll make it much easier to not only live under it, but to grow it better. Whether that's even possible in this region, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the other part that's particularly interesting is that he's reaching out to other Arab nations to be pressure points for the Palestinians. He wants he has three on board already, but the major ones like Saudi Arabia, Egypt was very ambiguous in their support.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can't even tell if it's support or lack of support. So it doesn't look like so far anything's ready to fly.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's dead at this point, according to the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, He said it's no 1,000 times. So that's pretty dead,
okay. I guess. Okay. And, you know, I'm embarrassed to ask you this, Michael. I've lost track of the elections in Israel for leadership. Where do things stand?
A lot of them to lose track of.
Yeah.
The world's the longest election season. We're coming up on election number 3. March 2nd will be the third time they're trying to get a government hashed out. And that's one of the reasons that this coming at this time is being viewed so politically. The feeling is that the strongest point that Netanyahu has to bring to the people is what he has done in bringing Israel to the international community. Israel used to feel very, very isolated. But now Netanyahu he certainly deserves credit for opening up the relationships with many different countries that didn't have relationships before. And his ability to pick up the phone and speak to Putin in one hand and Trump in the other hand is amazing to many.
Yeah.
And they just see this exercise having to come at this moment as a boost for both the Israeli election and indeed for Trump's reelection.
Michael Friedson is the executive editor of Media Line in Jerusalem. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
7:42 on this Wednesday morning. We'll come back in a couple of minutes. We'll check on the traffic around Richmond and our kind of, you know, non-notable weather today. That's next on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.